This is a story about a boy and his beverage. The beverage is Pepsi, and the boy is our own Mike Pesca. Hi, Mike.
Hello, Madeline.
So, a couple of days ago, you were enjoying a Pepsi and...
Diet Pepsi.
Oh,
Diet
sorry.
Pepsi.
Okay.
And I noticed that they were doing one of those look under the cap contests.
Mm-hmm.
Each cap of specially marked Pepsi, there's the name of a football team. And the game is you have to match two caps to win a hat, retail value, $10.
What's that sound? Are you drinking a Pepsi right now?
Well, I'm not drinking one. I'm just unscrewing one, and I'll tell you why after I tell you about the birthday question. The birthday question is a famous mathematical problem slash bar bet that the Pepsi contest reminded me of. Here's how it works. Okay, we're in a bar, you and I, and let's say there are about 50 people in this bar, and I'm going to make a bet with you. Hey, Madeline, I bet you that among these strangers in the bar, at least two have the same birthday. You want to bet?
And I say... yeah, because I don't think the chances are that there will be two people with the same birthday in the bar.
Because you're thinking maybe 50 people in a bar, 365 days in the year, unlikely, that sort of thing?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. But, in fact, the odds of a bar full of 50 people having a shared birthday among those people, the chances of that are 97%. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, wait, I don't understand, 50 people, 365 days of the year, it seems like it would be unlikely. But in fact, how it works is for every person that you bring into the game, the odds keep getting better that a birthday is shared. So, Madeline, what's your birthday?
September 16th.
So my birthday, December 29th. We only had a 1 in 365 chance of making a match. But if we ask our engineer, Neil, when's his birthday? Neil, when's your birthday?
August 29th.
Okay, August 29th, but he could have matched your birthday in September or my birthday in December. So by adding Neil, he had two chances. And if we ask our producer Chip when his birthday is, he could match any three of us. So the more people you ask, the better chances are that there'll be a shared birthday. And it's the same thing with the Pepsi game.
Especially if they're drunk in a bar and they might just make stuff up. Okay, so we get the bar game. What are the odds with these Pepsi bottles then?
Right. It's not 1 in 32, as you can imagine. It's only 1 in 32 the first time you play. So what I did was I called on Harvard Professor of Statistics Carl Morris. Dr. Morris is best known, of course, for his contributions to the field of hierarchical models and of the empirical Bayes method for data analysis. But we talked bottle caps. First, I asked him if the odds actually were 32 to 1, as Pepsi claims. Then when can I expect to have a winner?
If you try 22 times, you have about a 50-50 chance of having a success.
So what I did was I went out and bought 22 bottles. I'm opening some of them now. And next I asked him, now that we know that Pepsi miscalculated the odds, what are my real odds under the rules of this game?
Turns out you only need 7 out of 32 to get a match now.
To make it likely, to make it more than 50% chance.
To make it just about exactly 50%, yeah.
And what if I open, say, a dozen bottles?
Well, it'd be very likely, and I think it's about 90%. I calculated that.
Well, what I actually have in front of me is 22 bottles of Pepsi.
If you do 22, there's only about one chance in 18,000 you won't get a match.
And so now I'm up to bottle number 20. Hold on. 21. All right, Buccaneers, Bengals, Rams... Redskins.
So Chiefs, what are the results?
Packers. All right, here we go. I have 2 Jaguars, 2 Packers, and 3 Bears, which really counts as 2 Bears. So I just won 3 hats.
And you spent how much?
Well, $1.25 a bottle, so that's $27.50 for $30 worth of merchandise. Plus, I can return these bottles for $1.10, $2.20 in Michigan. So I'm really ahead of the game and full of carbonation.
You're assuming these hats are worth $30.
Well, that's the retail value stated, yes.
Okay. Mike Pesca, formerly of Day to Day, now opening a shop that will sell flat soda and secondhand hats. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Madeline.